We are Sky 99.5 FM.
13 minutes after the hour of 6. Welcome to it. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. The Christian, speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about justice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian perspective. Have your say on the many, many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. We need you, Lord. Send us a text at 333. Send us your words of encouragement on this motivational, mighty mountain moving Monday. And of course, today's topic. Let me first say good morning to all my maxi taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, all my bus drivers, truck drivers, all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, army, air guard, coast guard, fire, prison, security guards. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the customs, immigration, and licensing officers as well.
And not just for me, not just for mine, not just for my household.
So our topic this morning, we're talking about music and the church. And my first question to you this morning is, some Christians have issues with youth Christian music, particularly dancehall and, well, gospel dancehall, gospel hip-hop, gospel soca, etc., etc. What do you think should be the sound of Christian music? And can the new idea be a sustainable one? Meaning, can the new, if you decide to change the sound of Christian music, would it be able to draw everyone? I want to hear your thoughts. What's the Christian perspective on that? This time and all morning long from 6 to 9.
Overtake me.
On the Christian perspective. It's your voice. I do hope you enjoyed your weekend this weekend.
Exceed my man.
Morning to you, my Sky family. Good morning to you, Shireen in Londonville. Morning to you, Gina and Jeanette. Good morning to you, Adrian Acosta. Good morning to your uncle, Val. Good morning to you, Kerwin. So today's topic is we're talking about music and the church. Of course, some Christians have issues with the quote-unquote young people music, particularly dancehall, hip-hop, soca. What do you think should be the sound of Christian music? And if that... you change the sound.
This moment right here.
I think it should be country western only.
That before we talk about where we're going.
And can the new idea be a sustainable one? Meaning.
Shoulders. And see how.
Could positive come and just sing.
See that we would.
Country western.
Had God not preserved us. Protected us.
Or blessed messenger sing country western.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Kaliji.
Morning.
And morning to the Prime Minister of Sky and the CEO, Mr. Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it into your topic this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel should be like original with some measure of soul in it. You understand?
Mm.
Soul from the Alabama, like the black soul, you know what I mean?
So positive, and they should be singing black soul music.
Thank you. Got it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I hear you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you this morning?
Trying to be good.
I believe you had a productive weekend.
I did.
So
it was. I don't really have weekends. When I have to come here on Saturday, I don't really have much of a weekend. Just, you know.
Right, I know that. When they come on Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So mommy going this morning.
Mommy's good. She's good.
Right, that is so nice. I just start asking for mommy these days, you know.
you're too sweet.
I didn't really hear your topic this morning.
We're talking about Christian music, and we're talking about, we're asking you the questions, what do you think the sound of Christian music should sound like? My first caller said to me, it should sound like the music from Alabama. It should sound like soul music. That's Mr. Uh-huh. That's Caxton.
I didn't really listen to so much of them new singers.
Listen to the more oldie goalies.
I really listen to them. Because I find it has been too much. I find the word has been too much in this song.
The what?
So I don't really listen to them. I like to listen to the old-fashioned gospel music.
But would that capture the younger audience? That's the point. That's why I'm asking you, do you believe that could capture the younger audience?
Yeah, they do that to capture the younger people.
You think that Anita Baker and all those Aretha Franklin and all of them from Alabama and wherever they're from, soul music could capture the younger audience?
Yeah, they do.
Nah, man. I don't believe you on this one. All righty. Yeah, thank you.
Them kind of song don't interest me. I like the...
Because you're older. We have to think practical. So you really think the younger generation can listen to the oldie goldies and that could capture them?
Yes, some of them. Of course. Let me tell you something, Carla. If they are fully grounded in Jesus, they will realize the meaning of those old-time gospel songs. They understand that. But when young people like it, when this carnival way of them, they jump and wave and they go. When they hear those kind of gospel songs, it tends to still have them in this jumping mood. I always say so. It tends to have them in that jumping mood. But when the old fire...
So what is wrong with making a joyful noise unto the Lord? What is wrong with making a joyful noise unto the Lord?
There's nothing wrong to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you know, Carla. It's the way they do it.
It's the way...
Nothing wrong in making a joyful noise unto the Lord. No problem with that. I do not have a problem with that because I love to see people praise the Lord with a joyful heart. Because I may not know what the Lord do for you. So when I see you jumping and praising God, I suppose not to question you. Because I said, I never know what the Lord has done for you. So that's why you have to give God the kind of praise that you want to give God. So I don't dispute anything about that.
All right.
But some of them, they overdo it. Some people overdo it. When they say make a joyful, they overdo it. That's my issue about it. But otherwise, I don't dispute that because I don't know what the Lord do for you. You don't know what the Lord do for me. So I don't dispute that at all. That's my intake about that. So good morning to the beautiful Sky family this morning. This is Gina and Gina. Anne from La Hocketa. Anne and her son from Oma. Michelle, Mistress Emmanuel. Janice did call me yesterday. She healed at this rainfall yesterday and hail. Ever hear that prophecy from someone, you know, Jesus is coming and he's coming quicker than we think. People don't realize that you see prophecy. The Bible talk about hail and yesterday see what happened with that rainstorm what we had in Trinidad yesterday evening.
What rainstorm?
This called me last night to find out how the weather passed by me and whatever take me. Thank you, Janice.
Well, what rainstorm though?
To be so interested in us. Yes, Carla, what are you saying?
No, what rainstorm? It had a rainstorm?
Yes. We had a terrible Meloni,
yeah, Lord, because Malabar was normal and that's right up the road. Malabar had rain, but not a rainstorm.
Cracking Tottenham, plenty rain and on the news.
So that was over Maloney. All right, okay. Because we were hearing the thunder from a way off, but we weren't really experiencing it much, and we just got a little rain, and that was it.
Real rain in Maloney. And we don't hear yesterday.
Wow, okay.
Really rain.
It rained, so it rained some.
She said, girl, I called to see for you and the sister, all right. Thank you, Janice.
All right.
Good morning to our special man, Mr. Santa Cruz, this morning. Mm. And there was a lady from Trin City, I can't remember her name. To all the silence listeners this morning, all who is listening, Carla, this morning, all the silence listeners, tell me to tell Carla that they love you, Carla.
I love you right back.
To the silence listeners this morning, a pleasant morning to each and every one of you. All along, Jesus is right there. Good morning to that beautiful, sexy woman in Pottersville this morning.
Beautiful. Sexy.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, darling. Good morning.
Sky family and to Miss Mary this morning. And also Mr. Santa Cruz and Chief and all the rest of his business, Gina and Gina. Now, Gina already picked up the topic, so I won't pick it up. As they say, David danced to the music long time. Mm-hmm. David gave God praise and he was dancing in praise to the Lord. So some of them not overbearing. They are swinging up the waist and they hand it. They're swinging the waist too often. They swing up the waist too much inches sometimes.
So it mustn't sound like James Brown music. Get on up! Get down! Get on up! It mustn't sound like that.
Huh?
It mustn't sound like James Brown music. Get on up! Get down! Get on! It mustn't sound like that.
That's all right. And I'm old people that means.
Just so wait, you have no problem with
okay. Like soothing music. Like, okay. Me, I like soothing music. And then I just rock and raise your prayer. And sometimes I say, pressure.
Think to raise your pressure.
Whining and shaking up, that's kind of our thing.
But what about the African people there that they play, their gospel music
is. Tradition. Them grew up with that. Them, that is
But Calypso is your tradition.
That's the culture how to praise.
Exactly.
God.
That's my point. Every
that's
music.
That's not Trinidad culture.
But, yeah, but Trinidad's culture is Calypso. Yeah, but Trinidad culture is calypso. Only not understanding what I'm saying. If the African music, right? The African music, their music is the drums and the tinging and the zouk and whatever comes out of Africa. If that is their music, then that's how they worship and that's how they whine. And they whine and y'all have never seen African people worship. When African people came to Trinidad, Trinidadians was like, oh! Trinidadians were like, oh! And they couldn't, oh my God, that's not Christian. You understand what I'm saying? But that's their culture.
But they go up and God say come into the sanctuary quiet and respectful. They must listen.
God say come into the sanctuary quiet and respectful.
They must listen in the sanctuary too. I grew up in a strict home and I didn't sing no in the sanctuary too. Mm-hmm.
All right, darling.
How I say, you know, we say that this is an old woman we're talking, so let me get out of the line.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of your day, ladies. Nice chatting with you. Bye-bye. Will you if that's how the African people worship, the African people gyrate. And I remember the first time Ato Boafa came here. I don't know, a lot of you would not have gone because, you know, when we came, we stood up and we were like, but they weigh something moving plenty. But because, you know, we have this social dance in church. We dance, especially in the Caribbean, we dance this kind of, and any tanti or granny or mommy or anybody that starts to move their waist in it, she need deliverance. The music is too much, it's too fast. It needs to be slow and quiet. If I told that's how the music needs to be. What? But they just made a very valid point. It's their culture. If our culture is calypso, and well, soca. No, I'm not a big fan of soca or calypso music. So let me just put that out there. Say it. I'm more R&B kind of person. Rhythm and blues, you know? That's my style. Oh. That's not everybody's style. That's not everybody's genre. Hey. Those guys who would have came out from street, let's say street, right? They came out from the gangs and so they had a particular way in which they expressed themselves. So most of them, if they gave their hearts to the Lord, who was a pimp and who was, their music evolved over the years. So they express themselves. They can't sing like James Brown. They rap. So most of them would have used the rap music that has captured our young audience. Some of them, not all, everybody has their particular genre. Now in Jamaica, their thing is reggae. Their culture is reggae and dancehall. Reggae, dancehall coming out of reggae. Soca came out of calypso. So the music evolved. Just like how you have a phone, Gina, and y'all used to use the dial phone long time, the touch, the button phone, and the dial phone. You had to dial, and it taking forever to dial one number. Because it gotta go right or wrong. You have a smartphone now that you could actually just pick up and call somebody. And I always use this demonstration to show you guys that music is going to evolve. There's nothing that you can do about it, but you can't sit and judge it. everybody has a particular genre that they like. I mean, not like reggae or dancehall either. Like I said, I'm more of a rhythm and blues type girl, R&B. And why I brought up this topic is because we sit in our high chairs and we become so religious. Yes. All God wants is yes. And not realizing that the music, once it has the anointing of God, it could be what? It may not be what you like. Don't sit and say, it's too much. It's too much, too much, too much, too much. No. I remember a young man messaged me the other day and he's like, wow, he thought he just gave his heart to the Lord. He messaged me right here on the sky and he said he thought Christianity was boring. And you know, we were having that discussion the other day and we were saying, you know, people made Christianity out to be so boring. You go to church, you go home, you understand? But there's so many dynamics to our Christian walk. But music is what we're talking about today. And we're asking you the questions this morning. We're asking you the questions this morning. Everybody's going to have a different perspective. Music and the church. Some Christians have issues with youth music. Particularly dancehall, hip hop, and soca. What do you think should be the sound of Christian music? One person says, Alabama music, boy. Hello, good morning. Alabama.
I am Apostle Pentecost, Dr. Jean Marcus from the Hokita. Yeah, I like all kind of gospel music. But some of them, the young people own others, some others say, but I make all the words so good. But my younger children and them, because it's had a time where they used to play so much of them and I couldn't make all the words, but my children used to make all the words and all that.
Yeah.
But I like Blessed Messenger and Bamboo Herbert and all them gospel so dance music. I really love the music and all that, and like Carleen Davis. What nation she from?
Carleen Davis is from Jamaica.
Oh, I like her music with praising God all the time and blessing messengers who tell me don't lift my hand and all that, because I love Christians like cannibal people and all that, because when we jump and we enjoy ourselves, we're doing it better than them who just win that and don't know Jesus and God fires everywhere as a savior. Okay.
Alrighty, thank you. Blessings. Nice. Well said. Well said, Jean. Well said. Ooh, said some of them she can't make all the words. I agree. No, well, I am not a very, when it comes to making all words of songs, I'm not as advanced as I would like to be. Some songs gravitate to me because I like certain kinds of music, but not all. Like with the hip hop and stuff, I can't make out all the words in the songs. Some of it, especially if they're talking too fast, I can't make it out. There's no way.
Sing my face.
But yeah.
Hear my voice.
I loved Helen Baylor. So you see the songs for Helen Baylor? I would know all the words to all the songs of Helen Baylor. All. But that's not Alabama music, though. That's rhythm and blues. That's R&B. And, yeah. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carla.
Morning, darling.
Oh, gosh, girl. You know, this music thing, you know, I have to go and give a little contribution.
Mm-hmm.
No, the church I grew up in and the kind of grandparents I had, mm-hmm. like him and thing. And I remember growing up as a young person in the church, and I was like, "This is so boring, boy." I was like, "No, no, no! I can't wait until I come out of this church."
Yep.
I did leave because it had nothing there that was interesting to me.
Yep.
At that time.
Yep.
I looked at church as a very boring thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people in the church, they're not singing anything with a little.
No kind of, no, yes.
Right? And then the kind of mother I had, she grew me up with a lot of Anita Baker and a lot of Helen Baylor, that kind of thing she used to play.
Yeah.
Right? So I know gravitated towards that. And then when I went out into the world now, and I see how people praising the devil, like whining down low and they getting on bad and things,
mm-hmm.
I was like, but why is this people and how many church can play upbeat music like that and have fun and praise the Lord the same way?
Exactly.
Right? And the people out in the world, right, they praising the devil with that same vigor, with that same energy. And that same kind of stamina. So I looked at it too, right? And then I attended that church and they played gospel music. Well, that was a dream.
Wow.
It was so much fun. I was like, this is what I call church.
Mm-hmm.
My message to the older people, don't expect things not to change.
Uh-huh.
As time evolves, you will get different styles of music.
Yep.
You will get people gravitating as you stated towards certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Because how you will praise the Lord and how I will praise the Lord and the kind of music I will listen to praise the Lord and the kind of music you will listen to praise the Lord might be different.
Yeah.
But we serve the same God. Do not judge young people. We quick to judge young people. Quick.
For everything.
I'm telling you.
For everything. Music. Not just the music.
We were once young.
Yeah.
You were once young, and I saw your parents must judge the music that you listened to at the then time.
But so my parents different to all the forever young'uns on Sky. My parents are very, very hip. Hence the reason why I am the way I am. My dad started listening to BB and CC One, and I thought that was gospel music. Yeah. Celebrate a new life on a milk.
All these things.
Yeah.
All these things because of the type of mother I had.
Yeah.
Right? But when I went to live with my grandmother, I got a different flip to it. And I was like, oh my. And simple things like, you know, we take music for granted.
Yeah.
Right? But a simple thing as music. And how Christians praise the Lord has a very big part with the amount of young people that enter the church and
stay
in the church. It has a very big part to play with it.
And can I say something else, Sophia? The music that my parents, the gospel music that my parents introduced me to is what kept us in the church as young people for very long. Because we realized that because when we heard the music, we could get up and dance. And I remember I used to, when people pass it, probably say, these children crazy. We put it on, especially when mommy and daddy go on to work, we put it on the gospel music. And we blaring it loud at BB and CC Winers would be, we will be playing over and over, and we dancing and we having a time, especially when it's Christmas time, and we putting on the music again and we dancing again, that same gospel music, we dancing and cleaning out the house, and we excited.
To be able to have fun with the music and enjoy the music that you're listening to.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't have an issue with the type of music that is the gospel music that is being played now.
Yeah.
But you will find that a lot of the elderly folks who think that church is about going to sit down and just listening.
In a nice hats and...
hats and long dress and kind of out of time and thing. hats and long dress. I am telling you, I grew up in the Seventh-day Adventist church.
Right.
There are certain things that they don't like.
Yeah, well I remember I grew up in a, of course, old Pentecostal, so it's very much the same. It is very much the same. We were not allowed to wear pants. We were not allowed to wear makeup. We were not allowed to wear jewelry.
Not allowed to go to cinema. Not allowed to go to cinema.
Not allowed to go, a lot of things. I never went to a school bazaar. Never went to any party or anything like that. Nothing. None.
Like your partner right here.
Right.
But the thing about it is now a lot of young people coming into the church.
Yeah.
And I've seen that it has changed a bit.
A bit.
But a lot, a small, not much, eh? But
yeah, a bit.
It has changed. It has evolved a bit. But I still think that there is room for improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like everything else.
Correct.
So that is my contribution. We don't want the young people to run away from the church. We want them to stay.
To stay. And we want to go out into the world and bring more young people in.
But in order to go out to the world to bring them, you need to have something to keep them.
I was talking to the Lord about that over the weekend. Yeah.
So that's my contribution. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my darling. Always a pleasure. Bye-bye. We have fun. Warms my little heart. 6:42. It's Your Voice, The Christian Perspective. We're talking about Christian music. So some Christians have issues with the youth music or the young people music, as we commonly call it. Music, particularly dancehall, hip-hop, and soca, etc. Right? What do you think it should sound like? We heard Alabama music. We heard... I've heard Christians say, I find the music should sound like country western. It started with the old Negro spiritual shit. All music now, even to today, it should sound like that. That's what they said. If that is so, could that be an idea that could be sustained? To change the sound of Christian music. I could imagine seeing Blessed Messenger singing an old Negro spiritual. Wow. Hello, good morning.
Charlie, good morning, dearie.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm right, love you. Mr. Santa Cruz, God bless you.
This is Pastor Muhammad. I know, make out the voice.
Yes, dearie. Oh, God, what's... my voice kind of preached too much yesterday.
Just on, hold the line. I have to take your number. Hold the line and then you'll continue. Hold on.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Right. So we're talking today about gospel music.
I don't have a problem with music on the whole.
Mm-hmm.
What I have a problem with is the lyrics that they copy from the world.
Ah.
And we, as believers, we shouldn't be patronizing the world. The world should be patronizing us.
Correct.
I will not agree with the long time way that it was boring and dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same Holy Spirit that draws one to the Lord Jesus Christ is the same Holy Spirit that works today.
Right.
And Carla, tell you the truth, that old time way is what have me and mold me and shape me into the person mm-hmm. I am today.
Amen.
So, you know, I thank God for the old time roots. It might be a bit, you know, harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I say, if the youth today have some of those harshness, which color when you look at the music in the church today, if there is no music, do you know the youth don't react?
Yeah.
And that is bad.
You think so?
Because we supposed to have music within ourselves. We supposed to be able to make our own music. So when there's no music, you're supposed to be able to sing and clap and make a joyful noise unto the rock of your salvation. Carol, this thing with just getting saved under the influence of certain type of music, that's why today most young people are not lasting, you know. They are not lasting. They come dry and they go dry. I wouldn't say all of them, eh? But it's the Holy Spirit that dwells within us is what makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I can listen to any kind of music in the church and know what to differentiate from what not to differentiate. It's not heavy music has been implemented in the church. It is of God.
Yeah.
Not because they come and they put a God name in it or Jesus name in it or whatnot. We got to be very careful with the kind of music that is creeping into the churches today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes, there are music, new music that have been implemented that you could sing and shout and praise the Lord. When I ready, I like to real misbehave in the presence of God, you know, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
But yet still we have to be very careful because the world are trying to bring their stuff into the churches. Do you remember when Kurt Franklin came out with this thing they call, is this stomp or whatever they call it?
Yes, yeah, stomp.
And everybody was just going crazy, and then after a while you weren't hearing him. And then he said the Lord dealt with him. This thing where we're saying if the music is not to meet the young people, they won't last. Not so at all. Color, when the Lord hands it up on you and the Holy Spirit draws you, is a different story. Yesterday I had a young man I taught in preschool. With me, he went to church with me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we coming from church, and he put on Amazing Grace, and I am there in the vehicle. I'm singing. he's singing along. So I say, you know, it's not most young people that want to listen. He say, if you know how this thing is touching me and motivating me and touching me even to my bones. I said, well, that's what the Holy Spirit...
Could I say something, Pastor? I think one of the reasons why he is like that, and there are a lot of young people who I met who like oldie goldie music and oldie goldie gospel, it's because they are, I call them old souls, because they have been around a lot of older folks.
Kala, his mom is a Hindu.
Oh.
This child is now getting to come to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I have been ministering to him and whatnot. But he chooses, what amazed me, he goes up on YouTube and chooses his own choice of music and listen to it. What I am saying, it is not the song that is doing the saving, it is the Holy Spirit that is doing the saving.
Right.
It is the Holy Spirit that draws one to him. So whether slow song, fast beat, this beat, that beat, hip hop, whatever, is the Holy Spirit. It depends upon the Holy Spirit and how much the conviction is real in our life as young people. I remember about 6 of us got baptized. Today, it is just I and my aunt remain among the 6, and the both of us are ministers, Pastor Pishi. All the both of us, I mean, it's the way how you take Christ and implement him to the world also, Carla, what makes the difference.
Yeah.
When we take Jesus Christ into our heart and we mean Jesus, it makes a difference. But when we just depend upon something to go upon, we must build that relationship with God, that when we have a strong prayer life, a fasting life, we read and we study the word. Carla, do you know just praying and reading and studying God's word could lead you into worship?
Yeah.
You will be music unto your own self. You will make and create music, Carla, from the presence of Almighty God. So I don't think it depends upon the music for young people to stay in the church. It depends upon the Holy Spirit and how much they hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake. They shall be filled. If you know, I love to hear these slaves when they sing Amazing Grace, Carla, and all Grace Trillers and all these things. These are not really fast beat, but they are touching. We're not saying that fast beat is wrong, but we still have to be careful to Carla, because the devil has been implementing things that you know young people
that we are aware of. Yep.
To get them addicted to certain type of thing.
Yeah.
So, Carla, we have to learn to have a balance in our life as believers and trust God to direct us what is good from what is bad. And when we do this, our life will be filled. It will be rich. We will not be frustrated, tormented, or feel boring in church. They could have all these music and sometimes they're still bored.
True.
So we have to pray for them, that God, Holy Spirit, draws them and keep them.
Yeah.
And today, Sky family, God bless you so much.
Thank you.
Love you all so much, the love of the Lord.
Thank you.
But you know, I still have my dream. I still have my dream dear sister Carla and that vehicle. I know that the Lord is speaking to some of you. Maybe you could come forward with $1,000, $2,000. I saw some could write up a check for $5,000 and bless. This is God's servant. She's not just on this station, just so you know. She has been reaching a lot of souls. And she also have a dream that I have. We have to reach these battered women and whatnot. But for now, we need Carla to be blessed with that vehicle. And I know when you bless a child of God, God will bless you. So come on, let us all see what we could do and begin to help our dear sister. Let's raise some kind of fund. Call in, say how much you could give, praise the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, it's not those that receive. Blessed are those who would give. It is better to give than to receive. When we give as unto the Lord, not unto men. Blessed we love it. Yeah. Oh my God, beautiful sister in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This is not no politics here now. This is love, the love of the Lord within us. God bless your soul, Richie. You all have a blessed day, all my Sky family. Love you all. God bless you. Bye-bye. Carla, love you. Have a blessed
love you
day
too. Thank you so much for your contribution, Pastor Muhammad. Blessings.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What an awesome, I say, While Pastor Muhammad was talking, my second mommy from Sky just messaged me, guys. And I'm not going to cry this morning. I have to feel sad for her because, I mean, I got to know this family through Sky. They reached out to me. They invited me into their homes. They accepted me as their family. And I know they're such a loving bunch of people. They're such a loving. Y'all have no idea. They have filled, I don't want to say a void, but they have filled a lot in my heart. And I got to know Papa John just recently. Like, people say, how long ago you know them? And I'm like, just a couple months ago, man. Mommy Glenda just messaged me, guys, and Papa John has just passed away yesterday. So condolences going out to the family, to Tween, to Jeanette, to Bix, Mommy Glenda, to Sulu, to Boris, everybody. My condolences going out to you guys, and I love you guys. And just be strong. Just be strong. I know it's not going to be easy. Mommy Glenda is a very emotional person like myself. So you guys keep us the family in prayer. Keep myself, because he's my adopted daddy, and keep Mommy Glenda and the entire family in prayer. Love you guys. Keep it locked to the Sky 99.5 FM, just about 6 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. It's your voice, The Christian Perspective. 625-2759, 624-7729. And we're talking about music and the church. Some churches or Christians believe that they have problems with the young people music, Christian music, particularly dancehall and hip hop, soca. What do you think should be the sound of Christian music? I would so love for my gospel artist to call in. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to get some of them chime in on the topic this morning, because I know so many of them personally, so I'm going to get some of them to call in. Right here, local gospel artists. My blessed messenger and Ezekiel, a few others, them to chime in on the topic this morning. Blessings.
God, 99.5 FM.
Just about 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And you, all I need is... And you're going to love this every week. We can win big with Sky 99.5. Why? Because we're a family. Welcome to Sky Culture Christmas, where all you need to win is love. It doesn't get easier than that. Join your Sky family every day, and when the phone lines open... Call us at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Tell us what you love about Sky and what you're looking forward to this Christmas. That's it. Spread the love for 9 minutes and you can be one of our lucky weekly winners. You never know when the lines will be open, so you have to keep listening. Plus, you can send your WhatsApp messages to love to 333-9950 and say what you love about Sky. Spread your Christmas joy. Tell us what you love about this station and win amazing prizes every week. Welcome to the Sky Culture Christmas promotion, because we're a family. Promotion runs from October 19th. That's today. To December 14th. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program. It's your voice, The Christian Perspective.
Yes, Carla, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, music, especially where the youth is concerned, we have to be so very careful as Christians that the music that we accept of in our home, in the churches especially, there is a lot of competition with what. Well, I grew up as a youngster, it was only the organ and the piano that we were accustomed to for years. Until, you know, as we progress, we have what you call the keyboard and flutes, the trumpet and the trombone and flute guitars and so on and so on. But it was well taken care of. In other words, then, no, this kind of vulgarity in some of the churches, I understand.
Slow down. Vulgarity in the church?
In some of the churches, I understand. Not churches, I know. I'm talking about church in general.
Okay.
For instance, like Stillman. I come to the conclusion several years ago that Stillman music is one that is accepted in every church. Like, and Stillman music to me
is ungodly music.
It's sweeter than organ and piano.
Oh, it's sweeter? Oh, okay. That's what I was going
to say. Right? And again, take for instance, it was discussed on several occasions that a trombone is vulgar and, you know, the trumpet is what you call very, very organized and very...
for the trombone. But I am saying that trombone is accepted in our church now.
Mm-hmm.
What is Martin and ours then? How it could be? But music and ours, we have to be so very, very careful.
Yeah.
With music, because I tell you, the world is just this kind of competition, especially with the youngsters.
Yeah.
So I hope that everything is done discontinued, in other words, to be done decently and in order.
All right.
Is music in heaven?
Oh, praise yes, the definitely.
Lord. Okay, Takala, have
thank
a nice
you.
Day.
Blessings. All right, so I'm getting a text here from one of my younger listeners. He is 19 years old. And let me tell you what he texted. He said, morning, first time texter to Sky. I'm from St. Anne's area and I'm 19 years old. I wanted to say that it doesn't really matter the genre of music in which gospel is done, but how clear the message is in the music. That's what Pastor Muhammad just said, because it would be encouraging for young people to hear gospel done in soca, gospel ipso, and even gospel dancehall. And as a young person myself, I don't let the message get lost in the beat. Because if Positive or other gospel artists were to do dancehall, like how Kofi does it. Kofi. I apologize. Yesterday, my nephew corrected me. It's not coffee. It's Kofi Auntie. That's some music. It would inspire a lot of young people. Good morning. Is this still Sky WhatsApp connection? Yes, it is, my dear. Going deeper and deeper. We're talking today about gospel music. Some Christians have issues with the youth Christian music, particularly dancehall, hip-hop, and soca. What do you think should be the sound of Christian music? And can you give an idea of how to have a sustainable gospel music sound? 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside for your voice, the Christian perspective. Morning to you, Miss Martin in Paradise Heights, Mova. Morning to you, Brent in New Grant. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning, how are you doing?
Are you all right, and you?
I'm good.
What is your question, Carla? I only have two letters, I do.
All right, the question is, we're talking about music and the church. Some Christians have a problem with the young people music. What do you think about it?
I don't have a problem with music and church at all. Because music raises your mind and your spirit.
All right.
You just have your going, Carla.
Nice.
It is nice. It is real nice to have music in church. And Tisha telling me just now they gospel music again was nice things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We love it. But you know, some people does not like music in church. I don't know what is the reason why. I love it. And to the Sky family this morning, good morning. Good morning to Mr. Santa Cruz, Gina and Jeanette. And Carla,
yes,
I hear you saying somebody died. Who died?
My papa. My adopted papa, that is.
Okay, all right. My condolences.
Thank you, darling.
And stay sweet, Carla.
I will.
And Nehemiah and Talia.
Yes.
Good morning to them for me, please.
Yeah, they have school this morning, so I have to hurry back home.
All right, well, okay, I go on.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
Yeah, they joined us in the Arima Central Parents Chat last night. So school starts at 9. Well, it's actually supposed to start at 8:30. The today's orientation. So they're doing the orientation online because they have their not syllabus, but they have their timetables ready. Everything is basically done. School for everybody. Yep. Morning to you, Lystra in Princess Town. Good morning, darling. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Auntie Carla.
Morning, darling. How you doing?
I'm good.
So nice to hear the younger voices this morning as well. How are you?
I will lose my WhatsApp number because my daddy lost his phone.
Oh, daddy lost his phone. Okay, 333.
333.
99. 50.
Okay.
You're welcome, Daniel.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kalaji.
Hi, good morning.
This is Superman Richard.
Yes, Superman Richard.
My condolences on the sad news that I'm hearing this morning.
Yes, thank you.
And my input into your question this morning is we have to find new and innovative ways to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ across all the world, despite the different genres of music that we may or may not use.
Yeah.
However, we should not compromise our Christianity for the type of music that, or for the way we carry on ourselves when it is we distributing this music.
True.
We shouldn't compromise. We shouldn't let no glory fall short from Jesus Christ.
True.
We should be clear and precise what our message is and how we go about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the different parts that we may use in carrying out this music.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't listen to each and every different type because that's just not my style.
Right. Everybody has a particular style.
Yeah. It had the feel-good music. It had days that I would want to listen to that. But then it have different types of music that are connected to the Holy Spirit and a snap.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody had a different style. So I just want to let people know that despite the different methods that we may use to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, once we do compromise our Christianity and once we use these methods just to effectively to show how good Jesus is, I say go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Right, so take care. I see people use tasa. I see people use dantal and all
kinds of chutney.
Music.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to play all the genres in the last hour. Chutney, soca, hip hop, the whole works. I'm going to.
You know, TST, you know, it's just like a green tea.
Exactly.
It have all different,
tea, all different types of tea. All right,
you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, blessings. Again, let me send condolences going out to Mommy Glenda this morning and the entire family, to Jeanette and to Sulu, to Jeannie Sulu, Biggs, Boris, Tweetween. You know, condolences going out to you guys. This is a sad time for you, but God will continue to give you the strength. You know, funny thing is, you know, Mommy Glenda was giving me a testimony the other day when I went to her home, and Papa John wasn't getting his pension for a while, and just as he got the pension back, because they kept saying that he was dead, so that's why they stopped it, and he was very much alive. You know, it's so strange the way how things are going in this world today. Every day we have to just wake and be thankful to God for life, because you never know when tomorrow will be your last day. So learn to cherish the people that you have around you. No, don't wait until they die too, because life is so precious. Life is so precious. Every day you wake up in the morning is a God-given day for you to change things around. Maybe there may be something in your life, and I want to encourage you this morning. Maybe there may be something. You may think you're living a Christian life, but there are things in our lives, and I say our lives because I ain't perfect. There are things in our lives that we need to change. There are things in our lives that we need to straighten out. There are things that in our lives that God needs to fix. So allow God to do that today. All right? 27 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, it's your voice, the Christian Perspective, 625-2759 and 624-7729. Let me say good morning going out to Danielle. Good morning to you, Jennifer Finefield. Thank you so much for the condolences. Good morning, Carla. Please read Psalm 150. It's only 6 verses. It concerns the topic. God bless you and your children. Amen and condolences to you and all that concerns Princess Margaret. Good morning. Good morning, Carla. I love to hear this station all the time. I love all gospel music. Once one believes there is a God, anything good, you get the spiritual feelings, blessings to the balance of the Sky family. Yes, gospel music is sweet music once you get the right connection to Christ. Amen to that. That's from one of our younger listeners. Hi, morning, Sky family and friends. Have a great day. And Carla, do have a blessed day in Jesus' name. I just want to send condolences to the family and friends of Miss Rachel Balcon from her best friend and bestie Miss Nicole. I will really, really miss her so much. Fly high, my best friend. Rest in peace. Tell us till we meet again. Oh, wow. Lots of condolences coming out this morning. Good morning to you, Shirma. Let me see if I can get through some of these text messages.
Good morning, Big Sky family. I have no problem with the type of music. However, what I've realized with the introduction of the new types of music, some of them really do interfere with my spirit, man. So if I'm listening probably to some hip-hop and for some reason I begin to feel irritated or so in my spirit, definitely I will change it. Take for instance, there's a song, I think it's a dance hall, and when I listened to the guy, and at first when I listened to it actually, I thought it was the dance hall that I'm hearing, only to realize same beat, same rhythm, everything. The only thing that was different in that song was the words, and it was a very vulgar song. The dancehall was a vulgar song in the world. So when I listened to it, I had to listen to it carefully, only to realize it is a gospel. There was an interview with the guy who said the Holy Spirit led him to write that music, right? I think it goes something like, Holy Spirit, me a ball out, some kind of thing like that. I don't know all the words. That's the only part that I remember it.
I don't even know the song.
It is a very vulgar song, really. So you would find I would not listen to that because it interferes with my spirit, man. And when I listen to the gospel aspect of it and then the worldly aspect of it, I don't want to judge, but I want to know if the Holy Spirit really led that guy to write those words. I don't know. You know, as I said, I have no, because I grew up in a religion that didn't believe in clapping in church, didn't believe in,
and that's probably why.
Tambourines, didn't believe in, they only had the organ. But now I'm seeing a transformation in that same church. But I love making a joyful noise unto the Lord. I mean, listen, he said, praise him with the brass, praise him with the cymbal, praise him with everything, right? But as I think as Pastor Muhammad said, you don't bring the world to Christianity. You carry Christianity to the world. So you don't infiltrate the worldly stuff into our Christian lives. Right, that's my contribution. Thanks, and you have a blessed day. And to the Sky family, blessings.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my darling. Blessings to you. Blessings to you as well. Yeah, today we're talking about Christian music. Music and the church. Some Christians have issues with youth music or young people music, like this, like Kirk Franklin playing here in the background. Particularly dancehall and hip-hop, soca. They have issues with those types of music. So let me tell you something. I love hip-hop. I love hip-hop. I grew up in a hip-hop culture. I had this. I love hip-hop. Hip-hop music reaches me. It also reaches my grandchildren. My grandson listens to the, you know, the baby. Baby shark. Do-do-do-do-do.
Everything.
He listens to the hip-hop version. Like, you're my grandchild. He loves the hip-hop version. That reaches him. That appeals to him. So different music would appeal to different types of people. I do also take issue with my friend there who just texted. I have an issue with changing over things that were of the world. I like the original beats that came from God. And when I say we have a lot of talented producers, so they tend to mix up the beats with the secular and the gospel. I am inclined to want to agree with her because sometimes those particular songs in the world. Now, I can't really sit and judge again because I don't know if the Holy Spirit really did lead that person to change the lyrics, right? However, people like Lady Saw was a vulgar that's all that is. And she changed some of her music from the world to gospel. And but her music though, God spoke to her. Same thing like Kirk Franklin. So her music now sounds different even when she just got saved. It's a growth thing too. It's a growth thing. It really is a growth thing. Spiritually, for you to adapt to certain types of music. Worship should be a base, a foundation. With regards to this, worship should be a base. That's why I always start the show with worship. Stick and stay with me all morning long. Your voice, the Christian perspective. 34 minutes after the hour of 7. Happy birthday going out to Prudence Felix. Formerly Prudence McKenzie. Happy birthday to you from your dad, your mom, and all your siblings. happy birthday. It's a good day. It's a good day. 19th of October. Yesterday was my niece's birthday. Happy belated birthday going out to you, Soraya. I went and I spent the afternoon with her. Yeah, I did. My sister said, not just messaged me and said, thanks for showing up. You're welcome, darling. Morning to you, Laura, San Fernando. Miss Gentle, good morning to you. Voice that cries out in the sun. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective.
Good morning, how are
you? Morning.
A lady said...
You always have to take a deep breath before you talk. Why?
Because it is breathtaking.
That's breathtaking, not breathtaking. It sounds like you have a load to get off your shoulders.
Yes, quite a load, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
A lady said... that we need to bring the world into need to bring the church to the world rather than to bring the world into the church. And that is so correct.
Mm-hmm.
However, a few decades ago, when Christianity wasn't quite what it is today,
mm-hmm.
Not that it was perfect, mm-hmm. but the definition or demarcation between what is Christian and what is non-Christian was more vivid,
mm-hmm.
was more obvious at that time. You remember, even worldly people who sang Christian music, they knew what kind of music to produce mm-hmm. most times.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Lionel Richie
mm-hmm.
Released a number in...
Inspirationals. Mm-hmm.
And the song was called Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, he was not converted at the time. He didn't subscribe to Christ. He still doesn't, as far mm-hmm. as I know.
Luther Vandross, didn't he produce a couple of songs?
Vaguely, I vaguely recall, but I wasn't really a fan of it per se, but it's particularly Mr. Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a number of other singers.
Mm-hmm.
But by sometime coming toward the mid to late 80s, the trend of music began to change.
Mm-hmm.
And we have disco beats. Well, at that time, it was still disco beats, the emerging rap genre that had emerged, that morphed into hip-hop, R&B,
mm-hmm.
And even the soft rock and pop music came into the fray.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there are a number of evils that are very visible about these changes that mm-hmm. take place. You have to understand that music is about people's emotions. Mm-hmm. It is largely about people's emotions.
Right.
And they do it really to quell or to satisfy some level of emotion, whether it is at an intense level or mediocre or mild. And they use music to this purpose. When you get into, you have the other situation of bringing the world into the church, where not only we bring the style of music and try to keep abreast with the trends of music, but we keep abreast with just about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a situation where people, the dances are far less discreet, less modest. The dress is less modest, and they try to do everything like the world.
Mm.
I remember Lil Wayne released a number, I think it was in 2009, thereabout. And shortly after him, Mary released a number that, if you look at the video, it isn't far removed from what you would see, you know, the world would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with this is that it has created now a music industry, a gospel music industry. And what does the gospel music industry do? The same thing that the music industry of the world does. It's a fittest survive. It's a struggle for everybody to make a hit. What is a hit in the world? A hit in the world is not...
That's how you see it.
Hello?
So then you have a problem with gospel artists going into the fets to minister?
Well, I would think so, you know. Yes, obviously, I'd have a problem. I mean, it's...
Why? Tell us why.
In circumstances... God puts you in a situation where you just happen to be there for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for you to make a plan that I'm going to a bar and I'm going to a fest I'm not seeing that as a...
So where are we supposed to minister the gospel? Just on the streets alone? Are we supposed to just go on the streets alone and reach people? Are we just to go in the hospitals when people are sick? Why can't we go into all the places where we would... Why can't we go on the blocks by the corner and minister the gospel? Why we can't do that?
I will say this. You may have a conviction that God may give to you. God has a way of operating with people individually. That does not necessarily mean it is a purpose for everybody.
Exactly. Correct. I understand.
You can't... It is not right to say, okay, it's like God has recommended celibacy through Paul, and even by exemplary conduct of many of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
It is appropriate for some people, but that doesn't mean that we ought to set a rule that celibacy as a main church that we know does that. And you set that as a rule. You don't do that, because that is not something to be a general rule. It is an individual an individual mission, if one feels suitable for him or her. So I was saying, what is a hit to the music industry?
All right, so run out of time. I have to, we run out of time. So I have to play a couple of other voices. You could always call back and finish your contribution. Thank you for calling. Blessings. Good morning, Miss Carla. This is what I like about Sky Family. I love you, Miss Carla, being my favorite announcer on Sky. The way you treat older people, you make them feel good about themselves, and you give them the assurance to live on. Evelyn Sammy Hussein in Reform Village. About church music, too much worldliness. Plenty of music and no Holy Ghost. And I have an issue with that, too. Once the Holy Spirit is not... And there's some music that, yes, it does irritate my soul. But too much worldliness, plenty of music and no Holy Ghost, right? Only to satisfy the flesh and not the spirit. God, not in that. Only Satan in that. Remember, Satan was the chief musician, and I was waiting for somebody to point out that. Thank you so much, Evelyn. Bible said so. So we have to be very careful with music in all churches. The two spirits are so close. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Miss Gentleman, that is my friend that died there. Miss Balcom, that was my best friend for 24 years. And the song the lady is talking about, it is really a vulgar song. And they take it and change it into a gospel song. Yes. Oh, Lord, may I bawl out. Yes, it's true. It is very vulgar. And they change it into gospel. So, Carla, you have a blessed and wonderful day.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. And, Carla, I will truly, truly miss her. My dear friend. We never had an argument, nothing. Curse out, nothing. We never fall out. She stayed for 3 of my children, and I stayed for 1 of her sons. She was the best, Carla.
She looked like she was a
Carla, when
sweet
I get
soul.
That news Friday. It was not easy. So you have a blessed day, God.
Be strong, Miss Gentle.
Be strong. Just to know you never
let me go. And good morning, Lady G. I enjoy all genres as pertains to gospel music. If one is ministering the gospel, however, through music, then the lyrics must be word-oriented. I have also taken issue with gospel artists that do not put Christ or Jesus into their lyrics. Christ must be there, not who, not he, not she, or not, when I say she, not, it mustn't be him, it must be Jesus, if it fits with the line, that is. I mean, I'm not a songwriter, so I don't know, but at least put his name in somewhere so the music must glorify God then. Not because the name Jesus is included makes it gospel. Oh, that's true. But I still take issue with it though. I like this song too, though. Just the way. This is just more like an inspirational. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Not bad, and you?
I'm good.
Good. I want to say, firstly, God said, I am the Lord, I change not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He made the birds, they sing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
He made the animals, they make the same noises.
Mm-hmm.
He made man. Man has changed.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he made Lucifer. And he said, in the day that he was created, his pipes and his tabrets were in his throat. So he was the master musician in heaven, and we could put him as leader of the heavenly choir.
Correct.
But the Bible says also, God's Holy Word, Ezekiel 28, thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created. So God made him perfect. Till iniquity was found in him.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at the iniquity found in him in like Ezekiel chapter 28, it was a progression of iniquity until it became iniquities, plural.
Mm-hmm.
It was a progression of what he was merchandising to the other angels until it was called the multitude of thy merchandise.
Right.
Until it became like traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic is not one vehicle or two vehicles or four vehicles going on the highway. Traffic, we know what traffic and traffic jam is.
Right.
This is where Satan's first interference in allowing evil to be in his mind went.
Right.
And since he was the choir master in heaven,
mm-hmm.
we can obviously quite rightly conclude that he has changed the music that God has made. Remember, God said, I am a still, small voice. And he is still that still, same, still, small voice. So the changes that have come to music, and remember too, the Bible says that Satan deceiveth the whole world.
Mm.
Jesus also said, if it were possible, he shall deceive the very elect, but the elect will not be deceived. So Satan also said in Isaiah chapter 14, I will be like the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants worship. He asked Jesus to worship him in the wilderness. And he wants us to worship. And if you read Revelation 13, it is all about worship in the last days when institutions will be set up. I'm not straying from the point. Institutions will be set up for all man to worship, unlike what God has said for worship. Satan has changed time from midnight to midnight,
mm-hmm.
when God said time is from sunset to sunset.
Gotcha.
So in everything that God has done, he has put in his peace, and you know what is the purpose? To deceive mankind. Look
mm-hmm.
at what he told Eve. One little word he added, thou shalt not surely die.
Right.
And that is the cause of today. You're burying a dead, and you say, they're up in heaven looking down at us. Be careful with the enemy. He's very subtle, very deceitful. Let us put God first, and God will be able to let us know, hey, that music is not of me, but it's because it's still for a small voice, still speaks to us to draw us away from Satan. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Thank you, Carla.
Blessings. Just about 8 minutes before the hour, make that 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. People just go kick against the dancing in the Pentecostal churches and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when David, when the war through Jesus Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
He danced until his clothes fall off his body.
Mm-hmm.
His wife didn't like it.
Mm.
And God punished her for that.
Yeah.
Now, I was listening to John Hagee preaching.
Mm-hmm.
He says Satan is using Christian people to worship songs and figure they're worshiping God and worshiping him.
Mm-hmm.
But I always listen to gospel from country gospel right through.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask the Holy Spirit when I listen to the lyrics. I don't listen to the music and the lyrics I just listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ask the Holy Spirit if it's from him or if it's from Satan.
Right.
You see, when you're dealing with the Holy Spirit, he will directly, because God says, he, the Holy Spirit, is for your comfort and your teacher.
Right.
So he's your teacher. You're supposed to ask him questions like, if you're really interested in worshiping God and truthful to God,
mm-hmm.
anytime you're playing music, listen to the words and ask the Holy Spirit if it's from him or the other one.
All right.
And the other one is Satan.
Yeah.
That is my contribution.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. 625-2759-624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective.
It's working for me. Yeah. It's working for me. Yeah. And I believe.
talking about Christian music. Some people have issue. And inside the next hour, I'm going to play all genres, even Chutney. I'm going to play some. Diana, good morning to you, Diana and Mikhail. They asked, the other day, they asked me if I have any Chutney gospel music. I'm like, no. Well, not in the system, at least. So I'm going to play it from another source. But yeah. I'm going to play some Chutney Gospel. I'm going to play some Gospel Soca, Gospel Lipso from Chris Tambu Herbert and Pastor Terrence Baines, and some Blessed Messenger, some Positive inside the next hour. I'm going to play some Carlene Davis. I was going to say Christine Davis. Carlene Davis. I'm going to play, if I could find some Lady Saw, but the new version to Lady Saw, because Lady Saw would have sang songs back in the day, like Maxi Dub days, when you would hear songs like Ram Ram. I remember the older folks used to be going crazy. They would never take the Maxis that have the quote-unquote hard pong. And Lady Saw is now saved. She's now a pastor, as a matter of fact. And her music has changed. It's totally transformed. It's totally transformed, guys. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Your program this morning is very interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, concerning music, I agree with those persons who said that we know that music, Satan was the origin of music in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
When he came down here, he came with the intention to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, he's using music to deceive the whole world.
True.
Even the Christians and those in the church.
Huh?
And we see what is happening is that he's taking the music to the level where he's using the beats of the world, the sound of the world, and the people are just putting the Christian, or what the Christian would like to hear, not what they're supposed to hear, you know, what they would like to hear, with the same worldly beat, and it is moving them into a frenzy, emotional frenzy, and not necessarily worship or a head, where you're using your head. And where you're using your heart, you're using your emotion. And it's not always about the emotion. It's about the connection with God, with the understanding that this is really what God wants of us. Is it, are we really worshiping God, or are we worshiping the enemy Satan in our worship? So what we have to do is to get away from that emotion. Sometimes it's always about the emotion, you know, that make us move. As we hear it move, we gyrate, we beat up ourselves. But no, God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we have to question sometimes, as the other person thinks, are we really worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Or are we worshiping with, you know, the emotion, and that time it's Satan we worshiping. Satan getting the glory. And so we have to examine. We have to re-examine it. And
right.
Say that it's God and not self and Satan and emotion and feeling.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for your contribution, my dear. Amen, Pastor Christopher Tambu Herbert. Hey, give God the praise.
For the glory.
625-2759. It's just about 6 minutes after the hour of 8 inside my third and final hour of Your Voice, The Christian Perspective. Lady Carla G and your company. I didn't even say who I was for the morning. I don't think I announced myself, but you guys know who it is. You know who it is.
Give God the praise.
My young heart. Glory. My young at heart.
Yes,
my young advocates like Denise and San Fernando. She said she's a forever young advocate. However, I love Jennifer Fifield's CD. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello, good morning, Miss Carla.
Morning,
Mr. Whiteland.
Morning, Mr. Whiteland.
I listened to you since morning.
You did? So you heard Pastor Muhammad make the call for the car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She gets it started. Yeah.
I hear everything, but this song wake me up.
The song wake you up?
Yeah.
You like because, the song?
You know, according to what they're talking about, we're talking about the different gospel songs, and some of them I don't like at all. Mm-hmm. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah. This one wake me up, and I find that she remain with the whole Afro. You know, long time gospel music from American team and thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But this is our culture here.
Yeah, I know. But this one good boy. That's the one I was going to, hey, how would I do the Christian music?
All right, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play another local gospel artist. And this one is going to wake you up as well.
Yeah, but what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot to say good morning to the Sky family, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you just get you just wake up.
Oh, Mr. Santa Cruz, Miss H, and everybody, and mm-hmm. everybody, you know, and we go talk about the thing one day about the car rally to organize it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I get up this morning, but I was just kind of relaxing, okay?
That's very good.
All right, well,
keep relaxing.
Nice
blessings.
Play the next song.
Yeah, go and play the next
I
one.
I wonder if Mr. Kuva, man, Mr. Kuva calling in with his family.
Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
In name of Jesus. This is to wake you up on a Monday morning. We're talking about gospel music, guys. Lady Chidi Company. Some people have a problem with the young people. This is young people music playing. Decide to live my life for Jesus is all kind of things coming in my way. And this is a gospel beat. BTW. Underestimate your power of your tongue. Quoting scripture here. This is Blessed Messenger. Move mountain. Use scripture to write this song. But listen to the beat. It's that beat that make you want to dance. But it also, according to where you are, it makes you want to war. It makes you want to pick up a sword and just at a beat up the enemy. But that's again where you are at. You had to understand. Listen to the lyrics. Sometimes it might be hard for us to hear the, you know, the little ears might near all the lyrics, but yeah.
Decide to give my life to Jesus. It's all kind of things coming in my
ear. Ain't that the truth? Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, morning, Carla G.
Morning, sir.
Sunny South, yeah.
Yeah, sunny South.
Nice weather.
Yeah, man.
I was surprised you said it had rain in Maloney and stuff like that.
Yeah, it had rain, but I don't know about thunderstorms, but you know.
We get the heat in South here, real hot, girl.
True.
Yeah, well,
wow.
No, but we get nice weather. We do all the washing and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So in a jiffy.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I love my local artists, you know.
I love them,
I guess,
too.
On the local scene, when they got it, gospel calypso come on the scene, a lot of people never accept it, you know?
No, they didn't.
They never up to today, you know?
Yeah.
But I just come forward with songs and sing. I mean, we can't judge artists because sometimes they are led by the spirit to make these songs, you know? However, I'm not saying the only things they come into the church.
It did.
The song, the lyrics and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Franklin, right? He sing any gospel, but he was a pedophile, you know? Yeah, he used to read all kind of textbooks and all kind of thing, and he testified to that.
Yeah.
He came off right and then he went back right and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't judge, because the Bible was written by men, but they were led by the Holy Spirit.
True.
And many of these songs were inspired these artists. They get, sometimes I sleep in and I get up, I get online and I would get a calendar over my bed and I'll jot down the words. And next day I will make it into a song, you know. I sing and tutor and stuff like that already. My mm-hmm. own songs, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we are led by the Spirit to make these songs. We're not saying that, you know, like pop music and all kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says all things are for all seasons, you know what I mean? And we can compose songs, gospel songs. Look, Dennis Plum, she was recently saved, you know.
Yeah, I can't even. And she changed her old worldly song. Yeah.
And we love it.
And we loved it, exactly.
Yeah.
I plan to play her too, this hour. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think everything is good, man. But God, I love it, and we love it. I love the gospel, my local, all them songs you play now. We love these artists, right?
Nice.
Hello, look, my wife want to say something.
Oh, God, well, you know, your nephew is like You know how much people...
Good morning, Sherwin Gardner. Yes.
Sherwin Gardner is your nephew, one of our top gospels, so you know I'm going to get some Sherwin in.
Yes.
And Sherwin singing hype music from since small.
You understand, correct, from since he's small.
Listen, listen, I used to go to concerts like Nicole Ballo sing and stuff in concert, and when Sherwin always be the last person to close the show. Yeah. And we young people, I know the older folks would be looking at, look at them, look at them like they're a carnival band. Yeah. But listen, it kept us there.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, because growing up, I'll tell you the truth about me, I really live at the central school, I think you know where we live.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was much younger, and they had the Christmas party and things. And even in my schools and everything, and I seen my friend going there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be angry with my parents, the truth, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're young, you see all your friends, and you're missing out.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you understand it was the best that your parents was doing for you.
Yep.
You know? But I truly, you know what I must say, that so kind of yeah, and I'm happy today, you know, but I'm saying, but even like, remember, if we were in Christ's time, sometimes some of us would have seen our soul, because look like David, you remember, David danced on each of the girls, and I think maybe some of us would have condemned him, and, and you know, so we still have to be careful with how we, you know, what we, you know, because God knows, God did look at the heart of people, eh?
Yeah.
God look at our at heart.
Yeah.
A man may look at the outside. I'm not, you know, and according to somebody else, I have already a problem. It's too much is more. Like people not saying Jesus in their songs. Eh?
Correct.
This is my issue much, you know, but otherwise, people need to express themselves. And then sometimes people could be sort of, what is it, kind of biased.
Mm-hmm.
Because they grow up a certain way, they believe that things must be.
Mm.
You know, that sometimes, because look at the African, they have that culture. Yeah. And we may find that how, because when I'm, because I from, I mean, I was from a church where, from Abelami, okay, I didn't want to go, but I know them Nigerian, and I see them how they're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their culture.
That is their culture.
And most times people, if they see this, oh, and I, the truth is, I was saying, but what is this?
Yeah, me too. I remember the first time I was like, they're not Christian.
What is this? But this is these people's culture, so other people will condemn them.
Yeah.
Oh, this
we
is
are not to sit and condemn.
You know, and Jamaica, and then they talk different.
Get it.
Everybody have their culture, Indian, everybody. So therefore, we have to still be careful, eh?
Yeah.
Sometimes, most time we have been exposed to maybe like the, I don't want to say, well, it's just white people, the, you know. The
I know. You know, country Western, like, let's call it country Western,
country Western
right. Or contemporary
they
music.
They like that.
Yeah.
You know, but we still have to be careful how we sing, eh? Anyhow, God bless, eh?
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Well, Papa San is a former gangster turned gospel artist turned pastor. He's now pastoring in Miami. He doesn't live in Jamaica anymore. He was, watch me, he was one of the baddest men in Jamaica. Till they wanted to kill him at one point in time. He gave that testimony. And I know Papa San would have been on this station already, I think, with Marcus. And let me tell you guys something. He turned around. Speaking of turn around, I'm going to play that Sherwin Gardner turn around for you guys. I'm going to wake you guys up on this crew, on this beautiful Monday, mighty mountain moving Monday. Let's speak to you guys. Music and the church. Some Christians have issues with young people. Music, particularly dancehall, hip hop, and soca. What do you think a Christian music should sound like? And can the new idea be a sustainable one? Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Kala, morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Kala. Kala, you know, I call you since 4 o'clock this morning.
Story. Because anyway. The phone was working at 4.
I'm going to be exaggerating a little bit, Kala, what I call it.
Yeah, exaggeration plenty. But yeah, go ahead.
You know, as I say, you know, I'll tell you something the other day, you know, Kala. I say, you know, the Pharisees in them time was the all spiritual and all holy people in them time, right, Kala?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were deemed to be, right?
Yep.
So we have to be careful of we so-called righteousness and all these things, Kala, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Music for me, Kala, once it praising God, I go to it, you know, Kala.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go to it. If that is what bringing the youth to know who God is, Kala,
mm-hmm.
die them and God. I have nothing to say that. Once it is music that is praising God,
amen.
I have nothing to say about it. I may not like too much of it because I like more praise and worship.
Mm.
But I'm not saying that I don't listen to one or two of the upbeat fast thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So who is I to say that them music is for the devil and all? That is not my place.
Mm-hmm.
That is not my place, right? If that is what bringing the youth to serve God, Carla, I willing to walk in that, Carla.
Yeah.
Right? Because I prefer to serve in God and listening to them kind of music than the outside they do not kind of chopiness in our Carla.
Yeah.
Right? So if that is what winning them soul, Carla, so be it. I not to say that devil music or that God music. When God is a judge, he will make the judgment based on all of that. That is not my work. Right? I am just elated to see them serving God.
Amen.
Right? So again, we have to be careful of how we going about doing things. It's all righteous and all holy thing we want to propose. that don't make no sense to me, Carla. You gotta live your life. You gotta live your life. But live your life in a way that you're letting your light shine. Because there are people who come in and born in prison, and there's racist, you know, Carla.
Yeah.
Right? They're making decisions based on whatever race you is it African or Indian, because you think God goes, you think you will go to hell.
And God know your heart, eh? Bottom line, God know your heart. So even if you're pretending to be a Christian and you're racist, God know exactly how you're thinking. Don't feel you can hide from God. You might hide from man, but you can't hide from God.
Okay, I come at the station and say that right to God. I believe God is a surgeon. You know? When he come in to dissect your heart to see how it is. He want so much, you know, what music is listening and all these stupidness. He come in to dissect your heart to know if it has love in the color.
Yeah.
Right? Because God is love. The word of God to that. When you think about God and you want to know who he is, he's love. Hallelujah, you have a wonderful and a wonderful day to the Sky Family.
Thank you. Blessings. This is Sonny San Fernando's interview. Showing God now. Know some of you feel, some are not turn around. Some of you just giving up because everything is the same. I know how some of you feel. Someone who could carry you through the storm. Now he has been, you know, a lot of people found out some of his music, not all, some of his music he used to take, a lot of people used to be talking about that all the time. But his music has also evolved. I hope you all realize that he put Jesus in the song, eh? Everything changing. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But everything around us is changing. And we gotta wear masks now. Oh my goodness. I'm loving this. Really like a Saturday. Just about 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, inside your voice, the Christian perspective. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, darling. Oh, I'm going to play your son's song, you know. Don't feel he got away.
Eh?
I'm going to play your son's music, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. JC Radical, man. The Radical Praiser.
Carla, how are you going today?
I'm good. I'm trying to be good today. I'm trying to be good. A little sad hearing him.
I hear you adopted his father.
You adopted daddy, yeah.
Daddy, yes, he passed away. Well, this around, we all have to walk, you know.
Yeah.
Not at the same time, but
not one that I wanted to accept right now, though. You know, I'm now getting to know them. You know,
but was he sick?
No, actually, he just took it like that last week. He wasn't sick. You know, everybody has their own little health challenges, but yeah.
What's his wife's name? Mammy Glenda.
Mammy Glenda. Yeah, Mammy Glenda.
Well, condolences to the family.
Yeah,
and to you also, Carla.
Thank
because
you.
He looked like he hit you like a.
Yeah, he did.
Bullet from a gun.
Yeah, I just don't want to cry. And you know, on the People Radio Station, it's Monday. I want you guys to be feeling good about the week ahead. So I had to be strong.
Carla, I like your topic this morning, you know.
True.
I love it.
Well,
Carla, listen to me now.
Yes.
When I go to church, I dance. I would dance. Well, the only thing, I wouldn't dance like King David. I wouldn't take off my clothes.
No. Oh, God.
But Carla, I just dance. But really and truly, it has some mutant gospel. They say it's gospel.
Mm-hmm.
They call in Jesus in the song.
Yeah.
Oh God or whatever. But Carla, I really like it, and there's play it on the radio.
Mm.
But everybody's not the same.
True.
You know,
What will reach you might reach, what will reach you might reach somebody else. You know?
Them that say one man's meat is another one's poison.
Mm-hmm.
So there is therefore now no condemnation.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yep. To them that are in Christ. Yep.
That's right.
Thank you.
Anyway, I want to send out a birthday greeting to my friend granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
Sheila granddaughter, Kaylee Singh. She's 12 years old today, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And play a nice song.
What's her name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee. Happy birthday, Kaylee.
Kaylee Singh.
Kaylee Singh. Nice. I'm going to play the happy birthday song if I can find Kaylee.
And I want to say good morning to all Miss Sky families, all of them, male and female.
Yeah.
But a special one to Pastor Mohammed. I love that woman too.
I know.
Oh God, I love her. Pastor Mohammed, if you're listening, this is Freeport, Mammy Corridon, and you know the love is always there.
Yes.
Yes, Carla. So, Carla, you get home safely.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Love you. That's Mammy Corridon. Yeah. This is called contemporary music. By Anthony Evan, it's called Something Beautiful. Run away, but you keep. So this is Christian contemporary. I try hiding, but you keep. And you'd find that a lot of white Americans, believe it or not, white Christian Americans, they would like this type of music. Talking today about gospel music. What should it sound like, guys? I heard one, my first caller for the morning, says Alabama. It should sound like music from the deep south of America. It should sound like that. We should be listening to country western music. That's what. That's what's up. We need to be listening to country western music so that, you know, we sound more holy and more spiritual. And everything will be all right with us, and our souls will be right with the Lord. That's what it's all about. We're not supposed to listen to soca, gospel music. Gospel music is country western music. It's from Alabama.
Yo, yo, turn it up, London.
I can't do it no more. It's time. It's now 26 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. Because you understand what I'm saying. We're listening to Sky 99.5 FM. This lady Carla G in your company gonna be here with you all the way up to 9 in the a.m. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not my culture. This is not my accent. This is how I talk. If I'm living in deep south, this is how I talk in the United States of America. But we live right here in Trinidad and Tobago. Poppycock. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart. You have a blessed weekend. Concerning your music, I don't mean to say that when you go to church, you have to sound like you're singing the national anthem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that. There are some of the music now, they are nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then it has some color.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to my radio, stand up, and listen if this is really a religious program I'm listening to. Carla, it has some. I'm not against it, you know.
But just not your type.
Changes, as time changes, you can't change the Bible and you cannot change the song. It has to remain the same said way. Right?
It will never remain the same. We don't, like I said, nothing stays the same. Nothing. We're wearing masks.
I understand all that, you know, but the Bible is different from laws that we have in different countries. We cannot come.
But we're not talking about the Bible. We're talking about music, gospel music.
Okay, but we're talking about it concern also.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it includes the Bible also. That is going to include gospel.
Agreed.
Music, right?
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And how? And according to your culture, that is how they worship. Like I said, we cannot say to the Nigerians, don't gyrate and don't move and don't play those drums. Those drums are not of God. We can't do that.
No, I'm not condemning that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some, I am telling you, it went beyond. Because you can't tell me you're going up on a stage and saying, wave your flag, wave your rag, running over the stage, running over.
But Nicole Balosing used to do it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not calling no name.
I call any names because Mark Balosing is listening to the station. And she is a woman of God. And you know what she does right now? You know what, because of growth, you know what she does right now? She goes all over the world and does street meetings and bring people to the Lord. That's what she's doing right now.
I didn't condemn all those things, you know. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying, mm-hmm. for the word of God, I will go to a church, a certain church in San Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
They do sing the national anthem and stand up straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they carry about yourself,
uh-huh.
you could worship God in any song in any way, but you have a way to carry about yourself.
True.
But you have some people, just really overdo it. They just really overdo it. Mm-hmm. I am telling you, just really overdo it. And I don't think that is pleasing in the sight of God.
All right.
I don't think so.
That is
my feeling, and that is my opinion. Everybody has their different opinions. And when I don't call, and you people don't call and bash. You have people just call and bash. Everybody has their opinion. Everybody call in this radio station free of charge.
All righty.
Okay?
All righty.
So you have a good and blessed day, Carla.
All right, blessings. But we're free to disagree with you, though. It doesn't have to be bashing. It just say disagreeing with it. Don't look at it as bashing. Everybody has their... You know what I want you guys to understand? Everybody has a difference of opinion, obviously, depending on how they think, their mindset, the way they grew up. Phone lines are blazing. Text messages, they just keep going. They just keep going and going. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carla. How are you doing? Mason Hall.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to you.
Okay, good. And good morning to the Sky family.
Mm-hmm. Carla, 99.5 seconds. Let's go.
Yeah, the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
Only 8 people were saved in the ark. Do you know who is the 144,000 people in Revelation? That is a drop in the bucket,
mm-hmm.
to 6 to 7 billion people.
Sure.
What we all don't understand are the 144,000 people in Revelation is all the Christians, all the saved who will be going to heaven. When Christ comes, they will be alive. All the Christians who are living when Christ comes. So the majority is always wrong. The majority of people today call themselves Christian. The majority of Christians going to hell. So-called Christian, the majority. And we have to know God. If you know God, people claim that they love God, but they don't know God. They don't know God's requirements. But I tell you, it's only 144,000 people out of 7 billion people will be living on the face of the earth when Christ comes. Only 8 people were saved in the ark. And the Bible says, just as it was in the days of Noah, so mm-hmm. shall it be.
All righty.
The days of the coming of the Son of God.
Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Morning to you, Chantel Ramdani. All right, so let me get through some of these messages. God blessings upon you and your family today, Sky family and my family, TNT. I pray the Most High God bless and keep you in the name of Jesus. Blessings and more blessings. Get home safe. Sister B, good morning, Lenora. I enjoy all genres that pertains to gospel music. If one is ministering the gospel, however, through music, then the lyrics must be worded. All right, I think I read this one already. Wood oriented, and because the name of Jesus is singular. I think I read that one already.
Blessed morning, Carla G, and to the rest of the Sky listeners globally. It is written in 1 John that he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we need to remember that we live in the world, but we are called not to be of the world. I believe in my spirit that the beat is not really the problem, but the words that come out of it. For the beat comes like the knowledge that we have. Nobody really knows what is behind it. Nobody knows what knowledge we have. But only based on how we carry about ourselves, this is how one understands if you are a true representation of God here on earth. So too is when the words are spoken in a song. Then you know if this is a gospel or if this is a worship song. And we need to be careful of that. For many a times you find yourself questioning if this is a song of God. If it is, you have to question whether you are listening to secular music or to gospel or worship music. Then immediately you know that that is not of God. For there must be a clear a clear difference between one that walks with God and one that walks with the world. So, Kalaji, this is just my humble opinion that anyone that claims to be singing gospel music or worship music, it must have Christ or scripture in that song in order for it to be called worship or gospel music. Anything else will just be an opening used to be played on secular radio stations. So I pray that in all things that we stay true to God's word and let every man be a liar. Have a blessed and productive day today, Kalaji, to your family and to all your listeners, through Jesus Christ's almighty name.
Oh, I'm looking for the other one, guys. Other voice note. Girl, only God knows. Can we talk for God? Thank you. Thank you, Jay. How's the Bible? Yeah. Yes, we can, I guess. I guess we can as children of the Most High. We can talk for Him. Maybe we could.
Success.
But I am glad.
To the Most High.
God is not like man. That's all I have to say. Hi, Carla G. Good morning to you and the Sky family. Be blessed today, everyone. Get home safe. Carla, love you. Karen from El Dorado. Princess Margaret. Happy birthday to my grandson, Kareem. He was 28 years old yesterday. Say something nice for him. I'm going to play this one for Kareem coming from... This is the sound of Jay Prince, Hero. This is more or less a... What to call this? This is an EDM. What you would call EDM. Not really my style of music either, but you know, it appeals to some audience. It's EDM. Michelle. Good morning, Carla. I used to party, okay, and I don't want to hear worldly beats when I praise in the Almighty. It's either adding different words and Jesus is a song doesn't make it okay. But it's how you view your God. This thing for the you to come in, that's another story. God is holy. There's a way that seemed right and to each his own. But my thing is, we can be as the world. Amen to that. Good morning, Carla. Sometimes when I hear gospel music now, I just feel I'm in a carnival band, but the songs have the same beat as the world. It just has a fast beat. I wouldn't say it have the same beat. But anyway, that's your perspective. A pleasant good morning to you, Lady Carla G. How are you this morning? It's the anointing that makes the difference. I heard a few songs that sounded just like the world's music is glorified. If we take a vulgar song and change the words using the same beat, I don't think so. Because when the song was sung, it was not inspired by God. So if it wasn't inspired by Him, then why use the same beat and changing the lyrics? If God has changed your life, He's able to give you a fresh song. I looked up one of the gospel artists, and this person was an R&B singer gospel artist. You can mix oil and water. Either you are for God or you're for the world. And then whatever spirit is on that person could be transferred through their music you are listening to. These are the last days, so we have to be careful. It hasn't changed. Satan is trying his best to win souls. And, you know, and I remember Gary Greenwald said, we had multiple as young people. We were already warned that was going to happen, that music was going to seep itself into gospel music. So we were already warned. So, I mean, a lot of the younger folks, like, not in my age bracket, but the younger ones, like the ones in their 20s and early 30s, they may not have been privy to such information. Because, I mean, guys like Morris Johnson, they would have brought Gary to Trinidad. And so we were privy to such information prior to all this. And these are the last days. So remember, he's once part of the worship heaven. Yeah, he's still a musician despite the fact that he got thrown out. So he's using his gift to do evil. My people, be careful. He's very deceptive. Armani. Good morning, Miss Carla. Look at different flowers. Jesus loves all music once it glorifies him. That's coming from a younger listener, Armani. Good morning. I hope this song gets aired just about 20 minutes before the hour. Grandma Sharon, good morning to you. Rosalie D. Al, good morning. Grandma Sharon says, pleasant and blessed day to you, beautiful Carla G, and to the entire Sky fam. God is a holy God who dwells in the beautiful holiness of the Holy Spirit, like holy music. So it's obvious dance hall music is not of God. It's worldly music. Alrighty. Suzanne and Maloney, good morning to you. I think it's Suzanne's. She's trying to find her. Is it this one? Yeah, it was good.
Good morning, Carla. to you and the entire Sky family. And I don't have a problem with the music that is playing right now, because it captures the young people's heart and they enjoy it. So it have the different music for the different age brackets. So I don't really have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the twin sister, is the way some of them get on, is literally see some of them overdoing it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Overdoing it, like whining and, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the music itself, yeah, it's cool. Because my grandchildren listen to it and I don't have a problem with it. And yes, yesterday had a real kind of freak storm. It blew off some of the, like them little shed and thing, rough on the boulevard in Maloney. Yeah, it was really, really terrible. But I woke yesterday, and when I came home, I went to sleep. And when I got up, one of the guys outside telling me, he said, "Girl, if you see how your roof, because I have an awning, he said, if you see how it was blowing up, he says, a good thing it's sealed down properly." I said, "True?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, look at that. I dead sleep."
Mm-mm.
So it really had it yesterday, Carla. Have a blessed day. And after a shift, reach home safe. Good morning to everyone. Be safe.
And he and me and myself and twins in the background. I didn't realize how powerful my voice could be. So yeah. Denise Plummer. Now, the first song was "Not Leaving." That was the song that she sang way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's "I Can't Leave Him." That's what she changed it to. But I know a lot of you older folks like this one because it reminds you of what she would have sung before. What do you think about that? "I can't leave him." I know a lot of you call her bigger, but I heard, I was listening, I wasn't even working here then, and I heard her doing an interview with Marcus Romero. Yeah. And a lot of you call and you congratulated her. You love this song. All kind of thing.
Everybody has a September in their life.
Yes, I'm going to play that, Denise, for you guys.
Heard God's voice.
And this song was also Oldie Goldie as well.
Now,
it's from Earth, Wind & Fire. I think it was. Was it Earth, Wind & Fire?
Jesus,
September. And this is Kurt Franklin's version to it.
You remember.
So let me sing happy birthday going out to Kaylee. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program. It's just about 15 minutes before the hour of 9. You're listening to Your Voice, a Christian Perspective. We're talking about gospel music, the young people thing.
Yes, me again.
Mm-hmm.
I was developing on a point. I was saying that one of the downturns or the problems with what is now a gospel music industry is that there is a pressure on to make a hit. So it's not really the perspective of presenting Christ. And what really is a hit, I was going to say, because they've really copied the world in terms of their music industry.
Could I ask you a question, Jace Village? Have you ever hung around gospel artists?
Speak again.
Have you ever been around and hung around gospel artists? Both local here? All right, so that perspective, because, I mean, I'm hearing your perspective, yes, and I know the point that you're trying to make, but I have spoken, even up to Saturday, I was talking to a gospel artist, and my thing is, I hear a lot of them with the same cry, which is this. Their mandate or their mission is to make sure that the message that God gave to them, whether they wrote the music or whether the song was given to them, their message or their mission is to make sure that the gospel gets out there. So it's not so much as making a hit, because a lot of them have regular jobs. Positive has a regular job. I mean, he all works, right. You know. So all of them, they're not about the making hits part. So
I that perspective. I know you have the power of the time. which I only have 99.5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you could make the comment. Obviously, I have to dialogue with you. I wouldn't mind, but the pressure is on to make a hit, and the fact that they have jobs is because they don't make as much money as the secular artists.
Really? Okay.
Nothing. Yeah. Really. What is happening is that what is it to the people of the world? Hit is really music that has good melody. You would observe that of worldly music, it doesn't matter how much positive information is brought over in music, it doesn't really change the social status. People are really moved by melodies. So that means that this is why to Franklin and others, they change over a lot of, when they lose, when they can't make hits anymore. They simply take old music and try to make something out of it. And it's about making money. It's about staying recognized, staying in the limelight. So this is not just about singing. So they have lost sight, or if they ever even had sight, of the message of bringing the message of Jesus to the world and his other requirements. Not just him as just the name, but his requirement.
Alrighty.
That is the problem. This is one of the main problems with it. Mm. Is that there's no Christ in it, really.
Alright.
They say the word's Christ, but the melody is meant to generate a feeling to dance, various types of dances, and put you in a mood that is very similar to the mindset of the world, worldly people who visit concerts.
All right. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Thank you.
Carla, Adrian, the Sky family. I am neither against. But what I just ask myself is if Jesus would, if you could sing a rock gospel or a dancehall gospel to Jesus, and Jesus dancing to that, I just ask myself that, and that is something that I don't think Jesus would do. Now you singing a rock and he not in here like them rock men and them in a gospel or a dancehall and he doing dancehall dance. I don't think you could sing that kind of music to a holy God.
Well, it's about that time for me to make my way out of studio, making way for the man Lyndon Mahone, who's going to take you through the Sky Suite. Love you much, TNT. Until the next one. I'm gone.
We are Sky 99.5 FM.